Hi, welcome to the P&D of the Month for September 2015. We're on with Stephanie Kravitz from the Charlotte Observer. She had the Charlotte Contemporary, a new arts event coming to Charlotte, come to her, and she was able to persuade them to use P&D. Hi, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. You want to share with our audience how you were able to persuade this event to use the Charlotte Observer P&D program?
Sure, I'd love to. Okay, so the company is Charlotte Contemporary. It's their slogan, the Art, Design, and Fashion Event of the Year. It's a brand new art event, first year in Charlotte. I was contacted by a gentleman named Bill Underwood back in the beginning of March, inquiring about just kind of calling around places. He's located in Florida, so he was calling around different companies in Charlotte looking for information on advertising for this event. And I kind of did a needs analysis to find out more about what the event was and what he was looking to do. And it was definitely a lot more high end. There were over 100 artists from around the country selling very high end art. We went over some different ideas, and I had suggested doing the P&D program, the print and deliver inserts, because we could target the zip code with higher household income.
Great.
And he was really interested in more information on that because he was able to, you know, just target that particular audience. So he at first was the zip codes that we went through. We had chosen 6 zip codes in the Charlotte area, all with a household income 100,000 or higher. The total quantity was around 32,000, and he had shown interest in 35. So we were going to add some additional ones to get to the 35,000. It still wasn't giving him enough coverage because we wanted to distribute these over several different drop dates to really saturate the market and get the word out over a month-long period of time leading up to the event. I had suggested to him that we doubled the amount and did 2 different drop dates so we could reach this area on 2 different occasions, or these zip codes on 2 different occasions, and he thought that it was a really good idea in addition to the print ads he was running, so we would do the 2 drops in between his print ad campaign as well.
That's terrific. So you were able to add some frequency to the mix and complement the rest of his print campaign?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job. I saw the creative, and all the people listening to this will be able to download that and look at it, and I thought it was really very consistent with an art event, very clean, powerful, good call to action on the back, ability to order tickets online, very, very thorough, but at the same time, very good use of the space and the glossy color as far as, you know, being consistent with the demographic they're looking for. And you could tell it was an art event, you know, which is good.
Yes.
That's great. Well, we'll look forward to, if you will, if you keep in touch and let us know how they did and how happy he was, that would be awesome. And congratulations so much. As they say, the check is in the mail, and Dan will take care of that. And we really appreciate you entering, and great job on the sale.
Great. Thank you so much. That's
very
my
good.
Pleasure.
Very good,
you.
Stephanie. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Thank
All
you.
Right.